Something will happen to you tonight that will change your life forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. My spirit is heavy. I know that God wants to do something very powerful. Hallelujah. It will happen. The voice of God is upon it. Praise the Lord. Let's pray in 1 minute and say, Father, I will not be a spectator. I will not watch others healed. I will not watch others receive impartation. I won't just clap for others. Are we praying, please, from the depth of your heart? Cry. My life in the name of Jesus. Shapratuka salabarata kasabradigis. Zibronda kalabradis kalabradege de baladabas. Lord, as you are anointing men tonight, Zebraketos kalabradis kabahashabaleata, I must encounter the unction for the next dimension. As you are healing people tonight, I must encounter that anointing. As you're releasing giftings and mantles and graces, Shapota tos kalabrande gabasha braduka sabariata, Ash kabarato sopredika pea. As you're speaking to people tonight, speak to me. Speak to me. Speak to me. Speak to me. Shabaro. Rato kapasho barato kasi alabakosia. We authorize heaven to invade this place. Japrezo katala brande gebariasa. Jeproto supra katabarato koshubratia. Secreto kasabrada gadabalakotia. My heart will sing no other name. Jesus. Jesus. My heart will sing. No other name, Jesus. My heart will sing.
My heart will sing.
No other name,
no other name,
Jesus. Every tongue confess
of things in the heavens, of things in the earth, and of things under the earth. Every challenge and every situation that you face is under heaven. And the Bible says a name has been given above it. A name has been given above it. Listen, the Bible says they looked up to him and their faces were lightened. You see, when you look at him, you will never be disappointed. We're soon going to sit down. The reason why many people never receive of his grace is because we claim to look up to him and then we look up to men. God uses men, but it all comes from him. Thank you, sound. From God through men, not from. How can I bow down before you and then bow down before men? No way. That's my testimony. How can I bow down before you and then bow down before men? Lord, how can I sing a song before you and then sing around before men? No way. Because you are my God. Not our God. Not our God. You are my God. Yeah, na, 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 yeah. Before him and then run around a man who says he will humiliate me, and I run around. Every man was a baby in the hand of a woman one day. It takes pride to believe you can manipulate the life of a man as a man. There are people standing here with all kinds of stress. No. Same power that conquered the grave lives in me. Lives in me. Let it be your confession. Your love that rescued the earth lives in me. Lives in me. The same power that conquered the grave. Come on. Same power that conquered the grave lives in me. Hey, lives in me. Your love that rescued the earth. Hey. Let the devil hear you sing it once. From the challenges, there is something about boldness in the face of challenges. After running for a while, you turn back and say, come. You give God an opportunity, like David standing before Goliath, and he stood. He said, who is this uncircumcised? Goliath said, respect me. I know I will kill you, but am I a dog? Am I a dog that you come before me with stones and slings? And he said, Goliath, let me prophesy to you first, because until it is spoken, it cannot happen. This is what will happen. This stone will kill you. I will remove your head and I will give it to the birds. And while he was speaking it, he was invoking Jehovah, the God of the covenant. He said, speak, my son, authorize my power. Authorize my power. Authorize my power. Let me tell you something. You will never forget this meeting tonight. You will never forget this meeting tonight. The results in life will shock you. It will look like you held a charm. Because you see, I've said it again and again that the anointing does not make the difference. The anointing is the difference. The difference between a life of misery, the difference between Satan sitting on a man's destiny and using him to mock the God of heaven. Hallelujah. I want you to be angry in your spirit tonight. The Bible says, woe to them that are at ease. Anything you tolerate is permitted to remain in your life. You've got to be tired, including your hair falling. Say it must stop. I've been thinking it's unnecessary, but no, I have to. It's the glory of a woman. It has to stop. Hallelujah. All the bullying of darkness that comes to buffet you, there is grace. There is a supply of grace tonight to take care of it. Your assignment is to believe wholeheartedly. There are some of you here for a long time. There are mantles and graces. There are anointings. There are wells in the spirit that you would have soaked in and made a difference. But something is covering you. The devil is a liar tonight. That unction, it will not just come upon you. It will sweep you. You will move with it like the river of Ezekiel. Let me tell you something. We're going to pray for the sick. We'll do this. But one of the things that will happen tonight is a strong impartation. An impartation is not just a transference of anointing. It's a transference of possibilities. Possibilities that would otherwise not exist in your life. The Bible says Saul met Samuel. And it says, when you go to a hill where there is a garrison of the Philistines, something strange will happen to you and you will be turned into another man. Not the type they talked about. Not the type they knew. A man called Jabez, the Bible says the mother gave him a name as an expression of her sorrow. And Jabez for a long time walked with that prophecy. But one day he said, no, oh that. You see, the Bible stands. I love the way the Bible gives that rendition. It says, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. Then he tells us it was not always like that. Once upon a time he was born in sorrow. But Jabez cried. He said, oh, that thou wouldest bless me, enlarge my coast. Bible says God heard him. Hallelujah. Before we sit down, I want you to mention every situation by name and say, as I wave you, you must wave me back. You are leaving. You can't go back with me. He said, give us this day, not give us any day. Open your mouth and prophesy. Please pray. Please pray. Shabarota kalaba. Mande cross ketabash kalabresatias. In the name of the Lord Jesus, as I wave you, you wave me back. By the power, I command a valedictory service between me and this pain. I come in the name of the Lord God of heaven, the captain of the armies of the Lord. Hallelujah. Please be seated for a few minutes. Be seated for a few minutes. Habakkuk chapter 3. I wanted to share the last mystery, the last encounter. But the short time I had with God, he said, no, just continue from what you were doing in the morning. Habakkuk chapter 3. We are going to read from verse 2 to 4. I want to show you just one interesting scripture and then we'll establish a few things and pray. Hallelujah. We'll read verse 4 together. It says, O Lord, I have heard thy speech and I was afraid. It says, O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known. In wrath, remember mercy. Verse 3. God came from Teman. Can you give us Amplified? I want us to see Amplified. Verse 4 in Amplified. It says, God came from Teman and the Holy One. Just go back to verse 3, please, and then give us Amplified. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. God approaching from Sinai came from Teman, which represents Edom, and the Holy One from Mount Paran. We read it down. His glory covered the heavens and the earth was full of His praise. Now, I want you to read verse 4. I want to share with you something. One, two, read. And His brightness was like the sunlight. Rays streamed from His hand, and there in that sunlight splendor was the hiding place of His power. There is a location where the power of God resides. There is an exact place where a man can find the power of God available. And the Bible gives us that mystery. It says light proceeds from his hand. And hidden in that light that proceeds from his hand is the hiding place. The hiding place of his power. The hiding place of his power. So when it says the entrance of thy word giveth light and even understanding, it says the hiding place of God's power is in his light. Wherever his light is, that's where his power hides. Are you getting what I'm saying now? A light proceeded from his hands. Whoever can approach that light and access the revelation behind that light can access the power of God. And there was the hiding place of his power. We've been dispensing mystery since morning. And I shared with us a few things that encounters that we need to have. We stopped at encounters with the mysteries and secrets of the kingdom. I will take it further a bit for a few minutes before we begin to pray. Because you see, brothers and sisters, in this kingdom we reign by light. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? There is no magic about dominion. I've said it again, dominion is not an impartant. Dominion is the resultant effect of your comprehending the mysteries of the kingdom, the operation of the systems of heaven. When you understand the modus operandi of heaven, the way things happen, your life will begin to command unusual supernatural results. Are we together now? The system of God is such that he reveals his strategy, then supplies the empowerment. Without the strategy, even the empowerment will not benefit you. The empowerment is the grace of God. You see that? That is given to you to enable you to fulfill the conditions that call forth his hand and his power. I want to share with you very briefly, still talking about the mysteries of the kingdom, certain mysteries that are responsible for some outcomes that we desire. I want you to pay attention. There are 8 deep mysteries that the Holy Spirit has revealed to me. We don't have time to talk on them all, and we cannot be so extensive. But I want to share some of them. Because many challenges that people are going through right now, they know the outcome, but the light, the mystery, the illumination that will lead to that outcome is what they do not know. Are we together now? We want his kingdom to come in our lives. We want to get up and leave this meeting with exact intelligence, producing supernatural results. You should not stand in the face of life and guess what to do. Jesus knew what to do. You should stand and know that this is the kingdom mystery that is responsible for this outcome. This is the secret of confidence. It's not about bold faith. When you stand before life, when you see it, like the wise men, we understand what the star symbolizes. Like the handwriting on the wall. Other people were fidgeting, and when Daniel looked at it, he said, we understand these writings. You must be able to understand the mysteries of the kingdom. Everyone say the mysteries. Say the secrets. When you see a man commanding unusual results, brothers and sisters, God has no sentiments. The truth about this is that when you find that, you have accessed the power. It says, there, the light that proceeds from him, there is the hiding place of his power. Hallelujah. We desire several changes in our lives, and we study the Bible, but we do not study the Bible constructively. A student receives a degree certificate because his knowledge was constructive. You don't jump to every faculty you want and at the end you line up with the people. Every knowledge is useful, but according to your desire. Are we together now? If I always give this example. If I am going to cook fried rice, brothers and sisters, if I enter the market and I see a beautiful tuber of yam, should I buy it? Is yam bad? But it is not useful as far as my desire, the outcome I desire. Now, the challenge with many believers is we search for truth randomly. They are not constructed in such a manner as to be able to create the effect that we desire. So you just open your Bible and read anything spiritual and think because you made contact with something that came from God, things should change. No, sir, it doesn't work that way.
If a medical student jumps around it, maybe another faculty somewhere, and finishes everything and say, look, every lecture the student will bring is true, but it cannot be awarded. There must be consistency of approach over a particular period until you are accredited that you are an authority in that field. The principles that govern wealth and prosperity are not the principles that govern prayer and the anointing. They are different. You can excel. See, the kingdom of God is made up of systems. Everybody say systems. And your ability to access the truths that govern the operation within a system does not automatically mean that it will speak in another dimension. It's amazing how matured a believer can be in communicating realities as far as a dimension is required, and find out that another area would not be there. You can find out the secret of the quickening ministry of the Holy Spirit and have a robust prayer life and have all kinds of things, but nothing else will work in your life. You will still be experiencing delay. You will still be experiencing poverty, and you will wonder, why will I spend 5 hours? Because they are made up of systems. Your body is in the similitude of the laws of God, made up of them. Correct? That one system is faulty does not mean you are not alive. But the effect of that faulty system can influence others, and eventually, so I am alive. I can walk, but something is wrong with my respiratory system. You don't treat everything. I will not go and take drugs that have to do with digestion. It is fine. Are you seeing that now? So our ability to understand what spiritual system, what mystery is responsible. I'm looking for a job, and you are accessing the mystery that brings the anointing. Now, you think both of them, they look very spiritual, but you will find out you are growing spiritually, but there's no job, because there is an exact system. That is the reason why God used different formulas to make different days. I wish I had time. I would have shown you the creation story of Genesis 1 as a replica of the systems of God. He would have just said, earth appear. He broke them into systems. Are we together? So you must find out what system resolves the predicament in your life. There was a system to bring man to salvation. That system was not the same system of healing. Men could be healed, yet not in Christ. Correct? Because there was a separate operation. So the system is that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Are we together now? And that system of shedding of blood is such that the age of the lamb determines the validity of the atonement. So every time they got a lamb that was 1 year old, the atonement lasted for what? So the ageless God became a lamb. Come on now. And then when he offered himself, to know how long your sins have been atoned for is to know the age of the one who died. And he calls himself Alpha Omega. Alpha and. And is an error. Alpha Omega. Everything is in between him. He has no future. He has no past. He lives in eternity. The systems of the kingdom. The system of salvation is not the system of receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They are two separate experiences. Amazing how they are so interrelated, yet you will never find it. The system that brings favor is not the system that brings restoration. No, sir. So the ability by the Spirit of God to be able to piece together the systems of the kingdom is what gives you authority in this kingdom. In that light is the hiding place of his power. In fact, the system to have a teaching grace is not the same system that releases the power of performance. You can be amazed to find out that you can communicate the word of God with accuracy, but there is no performance. Listen to what the Bible says. Blessed is she that believes, for unto her there shall be a performance. Is a system on its own. Manifestation of realities in the realm of the spirit. You can communicate that there is such a reality,
But it takes a mystery to bring it down. I shared a bit of it in the morning. It is the Spirit and the bride say come. And until the word becomes flesh, it cannot manifest among men. They cannot behold the glory. So there are many realities that believers have prayed that is hanging in the realm of the Spirit. But the technology to be able to translate it into the material realm is what they do not understand. Everybody says systems. Growth works with system. You don't bath to grow. Help me, please. Do you bath to grow? You bath to be healthy. Correct? The system of growth has nothing to do with your bathing necessarily. It only supports it. We have knowledge and light, but they are random. They are not converged to a point where they are able to displace darkness and communicate the possibilities of God in that area. But tonight, God is giving someone light. Let me tell you, as I share these few things, some of you will jump up and put your hand on your head and say, this is it. This is the kind of service where you stand up and know that that's it. You see people jump and celebrate the word. They are not celebrating what they have had before. In your light, we see light. That's what brings celebration. In your light, thou will show us the fountain of light. It says, in your light. There is light, but when you see light in it, in your light, we see light. Whether you see it or not, there is light. But when you see it, kabarakutaya. Number one, let's hurry up.
Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come. Hello, Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Hello, Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Number one, very quickly, the secrets of the kingdom, the truths that enlighten men to command mysterious results. Number one, I call it the law of complete surrender. This is the mystery behind the unusual hand of God upon the life of a man. Now listen very carefully. Even if you've heard this before, pay attention. There is a system in the kingdom that causes God to invest such dimension of glory where a man can be such host of the possibilities of God. The law that governs this is found in Jeremiah 29 verse 13. It's called the law of complete surrender. Not the law of fasting and prayer. The law of complete surrender. Your surrender vetoes your prayer. Your surrender vetoes whatever it is. It says, and ye shall seek me. Help me, house of David. And find me when ye what? With what? That means, pastor, if I claim to search for him and I don't find him, something about me is lying to me. Because the law is, if you find him, it's a proof, all of you. So I keep seeking to see his power and his glory, and I don't seem to find it. And I keep seeking, and I even cry and roll on the stage, regardless of that performance. There is deception that is stopping the revelation of his presence. And God is such that he will vet your sincerity until all of you respond to all of him. Otherwise, you will never find him. To find him is not to be born again. It's a deeper dimension. Are we together now? Many pastors have missed this. Many individuals have missed this. They want power, they want grace, and then they go on 40 days drive. Nothing wrong with that, except that the motif, the motivation, your heart is not surrendered. There was Anna and Penina, two scriptures, that two people in the Bible that I use a lot. The Bible tells us that Penina had a child and Anna did not have a child. Anna wanted a child to prove that she was not a man, and God said it's not enough reason to give you a child. But the day she aligned her will, you see that? Brothers and sisters, any man you see who is truly heavily anointed, with grace and authority. Price for that was death. It says, so then death walks in us, that life will walk in you. There are dimensions of kingdom realities you cannot host. It's a fraternity. It's like occult. You must pledge your all. You're not going to come and say, oh God, give me this and I decide what I do. No. The issue of surrender is a big deal in the realm of the spirit. It defines the limits of your possibilities. Surrender. There are people that you see as though God owes them his presence, Pastor. They invoke his presence and God shows up in a hurry as if his reputation is at stake. There are men who are dead. Only dead men can carry God. Because when he comes, his assignment is to take any life that he did not bring. It's a realm called Galatians 2:20. You die and then come back to life through another supply. Brothers and sisters, hear me. You want to encounter God. You want to encounter dimensions of his spirit. The price is death. Death to your will. Death to your ambitions that is not consistent with him, and to allow his lordship reign. Now, let me tell you something. It is not as easy as it looks. Ask Abraham, take now thy son, thy only son whom thou lovest, your future, a representation of your pride, and offer him upon a mount that I will show you. It's one thing to carry my child, then trek with him for 3 days and hang him and kill him. Are we together? Surrender. When you see certain men of God, sometimes they may not even have as much revelation, I think. But they stand and just say, God bless you. And heaven comes in a hurry. Brothers and sisters, it's not about speaking. There is blood that makes that word come to pass. That blood is a representation of their dying to self. Please believe what I tell you. There are men who everything about their life is a representation of God. They are the type that if God says, carry your house and sow as a seed, they say, yes, sir. They have lost the ability to say no to God. Don't just covet people's anointing and feel, oh, look, I just want to. No. Much more than that. You can get a man's tape, you can download it, you can listen, but you cannot receive his sacrifice. Are we together now? As I'm saying this now, many of you are finding it hard. You are wishing I'll finish this one quick to the next one. You know why? Because there is something still alive. So we try to use God to the point where he meets our needs, then we keep him, and God says, I'm smarter than that. Abba, I am God alone. From before time began. Listen, I've been on my throne. That's what God is telling you. I am God alone. He doesn't have a future. There's nothing like, God bless me and then you will see. I'm seeing already. I already see the deception in your heart. There's nothing like, God prosper me and I will see. No. He says, he that is faithful in little is faithful in much. Not will be. Is already faithful in much. Hear me, house of David. I show you a secret that will make people's prayer requests become a gift to you. Die to his will. And pick up the will of God. Don't get to a point where you complicate your life with flesh and self and carnality. You come to a point where you tell him, Lord, I love you. I love you. One time the Lord asked me a question. He said, son, can you die for me? I thought about it. I know many of you just say yes. I thought about it honestly and I said no. I can suffer persecution for you, but I do not think, except they kill me when I don't know, but consciously, no, not yet. You see, I'm very sincere with God. When God asks a question like this, he's introducing you to a realm. God does not talk for nothing. He uses questions to introduce men into dimensions. I knew that he wanted to supply another grace and revelation. Brothers and sisters, I stand before the God of heaven. You are spiritual people. There is nothing in my life today that I cannot give you. Show me. I will kill it by myself. Ministry, with speed, I will throw it 1,000 times for his presence. Let me show you a secret. Don't just sit down. Just there are systems. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Death. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. There are some of us, if God says buy one fan, you say no, Lord, I reject that. Look, this is I'm not ready for this kind of thing. Please don't inconvenience me. I want to be comfortable. Death. I show you a mystery. This is what gives value to your prayers. This is what gives value to every other thing, your motif. The Bible says the heart of man is desperately wicked. Who can know? There were people in the Bible that were committed certain things and they changed overnight. Brothers and sisters, until God vets you, he cannot trust you. He loves you, but he cannot trust you. To love you is a different thing than trusting you. He loved Abraham all the while, but until Abraham put his knife, his future. Romans chapter 4 gives us the contemplation of Abraham, that he was planning to kill Isaac, then kneel down and beg God to bring him back to life. A man defies his future, lays it down, picks up a knife, and God was still not sure he could kill him. He could change his mind, but as he was bringing the knife, Abraham stopped. For now, not when you left your house, not when you came to church, now I know that you fear me, and because of that I swear. Come on, sons of Abraham, don't just say Abraham's blessings are mine. The Bible says if you are Abraham's seed, you will the works of Abraham. The works of Abraham is surrender as unto death. A man who heaven watched adumbrating what the Son of the Living God would do. And he says, no, in blessing I bless you. In multiplying, I multiply you. There are men who, because of their complete surrender to God, have hosted certain dimensions of his grace in unusual levels. You look at the man, he's preaching, what he's sharing, you know it, but the results, you will search for where he found it. Came from heaven through a yielded vessel. Please hear me. If this is where I stop today, I've shown you a secret. While you can lock up yourself and say, oh God, make me like Pastor Shola. What is this grace of revelation? And you are praying and hoping quickly that the anointing will come, so you run and tell people in your village, hey, I'm not a failure. God says that's very emotional, but it's not enough reason to host my presence. Death. Don't get carried away just by nice clothes and English and mic. Let me tell you, the anointing comes in response to death. 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 When you die, every other thing can die. If God says you should give everything, after all, you are already dead. It is a dead man that will not be embarrassed, whether they call you Apostle Joshua Selman or they call you Brother Selman. Dead men don't respond to those impulses. You have lost the ability to be affected by all of these things. Are we together now? Many things that we do show we have not surrendered all. Oh God, can you give me 100 million? God gave you 200,000 and watched you. You brought out the tithe, you returned it back. Hi, say, no, Abba, at least let me share it. Since I'm still going to bless my mother, let me just take part of it and then use part of it. And God says, look at your heart, you are still alive. Do you know there are people who their state is not kept by demons? It is the best position designed by him to keep you fruitful. So you remain there until your yieldedness promotes you to another level. There are pastors that will not cross 50 members. It is dangerous for their spiritual life. My soul says yes. Says yes. Says yes. My soul says yes. Says yes. Your will, everything within me says yes, says yes, truly says yes. My soul says yes, says yes. That is not a special number. Don't sing it if you don't believe it. Emoji, let me tell you. Keep your invitation cards and die. The fastest way to publicize yourself in ministry is to remain in the secret place. Not run around disturbing people and saying, look, I'm a music artist. I assure you, if you invite me, even you, you will know that I'm not a small person. All those kinds of carnal ways of looking for success. There is a way God's glory rubs off on you. The noise will be too loud. You can't even stop it yourself. When Jesus was about to resurrect, did you see what happened? An angel came and rolled the stone and sat on it. Let me see who rolls it back. It's time for him to shine. That's what happens to everyone who dies. Jesus offered himself. Philippians chapter 2 says, permit this mind, verse 5, to be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. There was a construction of understanding that I can die. He came as Jesus but laid down everything. Let me show you how he was exalted. It was the psalmist who saw the coronation service. The Lord said to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Bible says this is how Jesus gained that office. That he gave himself and was obedient. Hear this, obedient unto death. We are too alive in ourselves. That's why we cannot host his presence. I pray tonight that somebody desiring an unction will truly see that this thing is not about just thinking I am a prayer warrior, I'm not against prayer, or just thinking I'm a word giant. Have you listened to this? I have the book. Have you listened to this? Have you listened? I even went to, what they call it, Bible Wonderland. Yesterday I just bought it. Oh God, this thing is not working. Because God is not a politician. Musicians come, gospel artists and several people, they sing and dance on stage, and as soon as they go down, we can't even remember what they said. Do you know why? Because you are just singing. But when a dead man carries this mic, he will sing something that you will be crying for 2 weeks. You can't remember all the song. You will remember just one line. One line. Oh, oh, oh. You don't know all the song. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. No other song will minister to you. You lock yourself and that becomes your song for 2 weeks. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah. Oh, oh, oh. And all of a sudden, you come out from that standpoint and you sing. And in one service, 10 invitations are coming. And all coming from your destiny helpers. Not just people who want to use you. That's how God lifts men. Let me tell you something. When I started out in ministry, Pastor, there were some people, we discussed a few things with Pastor yesterday. There were several men of God, you know, different things, campus people, pastors, everybody wanting to go on TV, radio, and God told me, sit down. Stay with me. You know, he always tells you, stay and I will make you. Some of you, let me tell you, stop rushing seasons. This is a word from God to you. Stop rushing seasons. The way to be fastest in your journey is to stay in one place with him. Martha, Martha, you are worried. You are upset. You are running around and for 10 years, even the church has not started. Why don't you stay with him and get something of substance that you can take to the nations? Are we together now? And I stayed with him, oh, brothers and sisters, like a madman, stayed with him. I remember, Pastor, after our first crusade, PFN said that they were willing to give venue, that I should come and establish a branch of our ministry. Everybody say increase. Many of you will say that's Jehovah Sharp Sharp. Apostle, doors are opening. I went to God and God used these exact words. He said, you will die. That's how I replied the PFN chairman. I said, sir, I just spoke with the Lord and he said I would die. And that means this thing, I'm not interested in it. Not every open door is anointed. The fact that it is open does not mean you should pass. Is God speaking to us tonight? Somebody is already rising. There are people today that you should go back and close that small fellowship in all fairness and sincerity and go back to God and say, Lord, I'm tired of lying. These gifts are not working. I keep telling people the gift. You are what you are. You know you are not seeing anything. You see, all this confusion. Stay with him.
Why pretend over something that can be real? Why pretend you are anointed when you can really be? Stay. See. It may cost you. Others may be 6 hours ahead of you, like the disciples were. Jesus remained. But when he got up, he started walking on water and caught up within a short time. There are business people, it's not yet time for manifestation, because the place God is taking you to and the wealth is committed to you, is about to commit to you, it requires him having your heart. And you are there saying, look, I must make it by November. Except God is not God. God is saying, relax. It doesn't take me more than a week to bless you. But just stay. We're saying, God, no, I read that book. You know, I went to school. I found out that, you know, business must stabilize in 2 years, then another 2 years to break even. And God says, please keep quiet. He spoke to Job. He said, where were you when I made the earth? When I created the foundations? When the morning starts? Overnight, a man became a prime minister. You must believe in the supernatural. You must believe in it. Death. We're going to pray in 1 minute. And you're going to say, Lord, there's a song that, take it high for me, Mike. We were in a meeting years ago, you know, as we receive a lot of songs from the Spirit. I want to sing it for you. It says, you have my everything. You have my everything. You have my everything. You have my everything. Your part now. Take all of me. All of me, Lord, you have my everything. Sing. Take all of me, yeah. You have my everything. One more time. Take all of me. All of me, Lord. It was a simple prayer that meeting. Anoint my everything. That's my prayer. Use my everything. I release my everything. Take my everything. Take all of me. All of me, Lord. You have my everything. Take all of me. All of me, Lord. You have my everything. This must be your prayer. I lay my everything. I release my everything, my will, my intellect. I sacrifice my everything. Take my everything. Be all of me, Lord. For you have my everything. When you pray that prayer, oh, I know the kind of prayer that attracts his presence. This is music to the ears of God. When he hears a man saying, Lord, have all, he says, you mean this? You are donating yourself to me? Now watch what I do with you. And he makes you a sign. Look what he's done with my life. Brothers and sisters, he will make you a sign and wonder if you die. Death to yourself. Are you using God? When he comes to your life, he does not come as a tenant. He comes as the landlord. Many of us allow him to come, but as a tenant. So the day matters become serious, you say, God, mind your business. Heaven is there for you. Earth is here for me. Let everybody walk within his jurisdiction. Please, I want you to take what I'm saying seriously. In this end time, this will be the difference between the mighty men that will be used by God. When I see people, the first question they ask me is, Apostle, what is the secret to your anointing? They think I'm going to tell them, look, you know, every day I fast 3 times a week. I don't have a problem with that. You know me, I don't have to say all of that. When you see a spiritual man, you know the things that are done. But brothers and sisters, foundation for the privilege of the grace of God upon my life, and I believe God's servant and many other people here, is surrender. I'll stand. How's that song? And heart abandoned, we in awe of the one who gave it all. I'll stand, my soul, Lord, to you surrendered all. I am is yours. That's the part of the song that I love. All I am
is yours,
not your boss in the office.
All I am is yours,
not just your dreams and your goals.
All I am is yours.
Total surrender.
I'll stand. I can't remember that part. Heart abandoned. That's the one I know. In awe of the one who gave it all. I stand. My soul, Lord, to you surrendered. All I am is yours.
Can you just sing this line of the song? All I am.
All I am is yours. Sing all I am.
All I am
is yours.
Let it be a prayer and a dedication from you.
All I am is yours.
All I have is yours. Sing.
All I have is yours. Everything within me.
Is the first mystery. This is somebody's deliverance now in this service. You are now seeing why, regardless of so much energy being dissipated on spiritual activities, you thought the key was just Bible school. Then you thought the key was being a roommate with a spiritual man. Then you thought the key was just impartation. And regardless of those things, you are finding out, Lord, why are you distant from me? And he says, you are alive in yourself. Let me have the right of way in your life. Don't give me part of it. My jealousy cannot share any other thing with you. You've got to open up. Completely open up. Sisters, let me tell you, it's not that hard. Lay it down. Don't say I am civilized. I am a mature person. Please, I don't want all these kind of things. The Bible says jealousy is the rage of a man. And like a faithful wife, when you submit, you want to see the anger of a good man touch his wife. Not his shoes. Not his car. Come near his wife. And then the man changes. A gentleman becomes a warrior. Why has he not risen for you? You cry and cry and say, God, be watching. No, and he says, well, people will rise this night. And all of a sudden you will find out that the thing God had been demanding was not to destroy you, but to lift you. Lift you. All of a sudden, that relationship is about killing you and God is saying, lay it down. I say, hey God, you know that I'm not age is not on my side again. And God says, you see the kind of thing. It takes trusting a man to surrender. It takes trusting a man to surrender. I'm speaking to you. Do you still love me? I show you a secret and a deep mystery that will make you live on this earth. I see, let me tell you something. When Satan comes, Satan does not have accuracy. So he keeps touching every aspect of your life. The one you react to is the one that you are still possessive of it. He tests it at random. He tries your prayer life and there's no reaction. Ah, God is Lord of that one. Then he touches your finances and you react with such kind. You may react with tongues. He just says, that's it, I found it. He stays there. Oh yes, he stays there. He tests every aspect, but relationship. When he comes and if it's this lady, even if I'm fasting and she calls, I must speak. God knows my heart. And God says, look at how young you are and how confused you already are. That I cannot find a place. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you, let everything in your life be secondary. Whatever cannot respect his place in your life does not deserve to be in your life. Materialism is not having materials. Materialism is the influence of materials on the place of God in your life. And you must not have materials to have that state. Number two. Is God blessing someone tonight? Mystery number two. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5. I think I'll just give us four. Just four and then we'll end for time's sake because I want us to pray. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5.
Let me show you something God taught me. How many of you have been in a situation where, humanly speaking, you don't know what to do about it? I mean, a serious situation. Some of you, it's an issue of life and death. I want to show you a mystery. No matter who you are in life, a time must come when life will lift up resistances against you. You will exhaust every knowledge you currently know, whether it is on your job, whether it is family. There are times you will be stranded of ideas. Face to face, it's not lack of being spiritual. I cried to God and said, Lord, what is the way out? When people are stuck at a level, in business, in life, in ministry, you get to a point where you don't know what to do again. You've done everything to do. Let me show you the mystery. Are you ready? It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto what? So the first point is, you have understanding. You are not daft. You don't need to ask God, Lord, do you know I'm daft? He already told you, I'm aware you have understanding. Correct? Next verse. This is where the miracle is. Everyone, please read if you are anointed. One, two, read. Stop. When you get to a crossroad in your life, House of David, hear me, because it will happen. In any area of your life, a time must come when you will be stuck. And standing before you and around you will be people hoping that their prophecies of doom over your life will come to pass. Finally, he has been trapped. They prophesied it. They hoped you will fall. And right now you are in a situation that if God does not intervene, what they said will happen. Let me show you the key. He says, in all your ways. He uses a very subtle term. Acknowledge him. Please open the eyes of your spirit. Acknowledge him. And then the reward is that he will direct. All of a sudden a road will come out. Remember, he can become a road. I am the way. Are we together? So it's not just that he will show you. There is no way physically. Then he comes to become the way and say, follow me. Imagine that I'm stuck here and somebody comes and I don't see this again. I see road and then I start following it. When you find out these people, those who look for your downfall will keep looking forever. Because when men are cast down and you are part of them, all of a sudden God will rout another mystery and you will come out like no smell of smoke. Two people in the same situation, one escapes and leaves the other. As if God is not fair. Let me show you the key. In all your ways. The moment. This is why testimonies are important in the life of a believer. Listen carefully. Testimonies are a documentation of the faithfulness of God. Every time God gives you a testimony, you should have a record of it. I don't mean just writing it. Archive it, because it will be the stimulator of the next one. Listen carefully. When you get to a crossroad where there is nothing, he says, forget about the problem. Turn back and start saying, where is the God that saved me yesterday? Where is the one who I would have died? Now I'm looking for 300 members. Where is the one that gave me grace to buy the first mic? In all your ways. Let me tell you how to acknowledge God. Listen carefully. We call this mystery many names in the body of Christ. This key, you know what it means to acknowledge? Look at the way your dear pastor introduced me. You see that? Oh, there is a man here, there is this and that. If you are a businessman, sir, and I'm about to introduce you in a very prestigious way, I begin to list your accolades, the things you have done. In 1999, he was awarded the most successful businessman in Lagos. In 2000, against all odds, he had the highest returns in his bank. In 2001, and everybody's listening, I said, ladies and gentlemen, we cannot continue until we rise up on our feet and acknowledge so, 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 and so. In all your ways, there is no door. It's not that it cannot be opened. There is no door. And the Bible says, forget about that rent issue and turn to him.
and start singing a song and say, Lord, I remembered when I wrote JSC, I didn't write one paper, it still came out A. Where is the God who gave me that A? I may be sold, but I've forgotten. Leave rent issue in all your ways. You can do it in a dance. Come on, Yoruba people. You can do it in a song. Listen, this is what we call the mystery of praise. It's not just praise. It's a system in the kingdom. It's a bailout, a mysterious bailout system. Pastor, the nation of Israel applied this. Every time their enemies encompassed them and there was no hope, they would just gather around and say, leave the issue of enemies. You are good and your mercy is forever. Hallelujah. It was a chant. You are good and your mercy is forever. Hallelujah. A brother was supposed to marry you and he said, something happened, I've changed my mind. He said, no, I must force this, it must work. The Bible says you are at a crossroad. Turn back, lock your door with tears coming in your eyes. Write down your prayer request and say, Lord, I am dancing before you. I rejoice before you. The Bible says the moment you do that, there is a promise, a way out. For you move mountains, you cause walls to fall, and with your power, you perform miracles. There is nothing, absolutely, that's impossible. So I'm standing here only because you made a way. Don't know how, but you did it. Second Chronicles 20, it was clear that three nations were coming together to defeat the nation of Israel. And the Bible says it was clear. Defeat was imminent. And all of a sudden, he said, this one is not just the issue of fighting with swords. Gather the singers and begin to invoke his goodness. It was the song of Miriam, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously, the horses and his rider. Brothers and sisters, you are wasting your victory with lack of testimonies. You have so many testimonies and you've thrown them. Where is the God who brought you to Lagos? When you came to Lagos, you wanted to rush back. Now you are 2 years. And just because there is no job, you are crying in front of a man's office. Lock the door and say, Father, when I came and I stopped at the bus stop, there was no way out. You called a mysterious person to help me. Is it a job you cannot give me? I dance before you. I dance before the God of heaven. Listen, a woman danced before a king and removed the head of a prophet. Dance before a king, and even a prophet's head went as a prize. They asked Bishop Oyedeko, Kenneth Copeland asked him, Pastor, and said, you claim we are the ones who trained you in the matters of faith. How come you have so much crowd? And he laughed. He said, I dance every one of them into that tabernacle. I dance every one of them. A dance is not just shaking your body. It's a deep mystery in the spirit. Ask David. When David was dancing, his wife looked at him and said, so this is now how stupid you are. And David said, you better join me. Remember when I was in the wilderness, I'm danced for the God who took the kingdom from your father and gave me, so that somebody will not take the kingdom from me. Listen, when David stood before Goliath, it was clear that they would defeat them. Hear what he said. The God, come on now. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He didn't say, Goliath, don't play with me. I'm of the tribe of the Benjamin. The God.
you do it here in this side of God's kingdom, where when you see a rich man, you sing a song with his name and dance and say, now you are the one that gave food to 20 people. He wants to ignore you, but he can't. He will pretend as if he's not nice, and later he turns and starts smiling and removes what he didn't plan to give. Listen, I do it, Pastor. I write everything that represents a challenge and I lock myself. I sing and dance like a fool. And all of a sudden, my God, somebody will stop sleeping because I dance. Simple. Your dance can wake your helpers. Your dance can shake the gates of hell. Your singing, acknowledgement. Don't act as if God has not done anything for you. Lord, I remember the time I had headache and you healed me. Do you know why? I believe God for anything, especially when I pray for people. I've shared with you my testimony. Maybe you've heard it. I was diagnosed of a fungal infection at a point in my life. Pastor, this head you see was rotting. They said hair will not grow again on it. We are not teaching you cunningly devised fables. It was in 72 hours. 72 hours the Lord healed me. Believe what I'm telling you. People of God, I know we're great. The miracles will happen in minutes. This is the substance I want you to take back home. You must practice it. Go and write. Rent expired. 500,000. What do you have in your account? 500. Don't worry. Whether it's 500 or 5,000, you still need to bring it. Write it down. My wife is pregnant. In 2 months, she will give birth. The budget is 100,000. What do you have? 200 naira. Don't worry. Write it down. And when you write it, forget about Satan. And say, Lord, I remember when I was about to get married. 1 week to the marriage, I had not bought my suit. You raised a man to buy it for me. I remember it was with $400 I married. Jesus, I give you thanks. Where was Satan when I was getting married? Where was he when my wife was getting pregnant that delivery will now be a problem? And you sing. Add it with a dance. Sweat yourself before the gate of hell and keep quiet and watch the God of action.
You're the God of miracles. Amazing God. You're the God of wonders. Hey, you're the God of miracles. Amazing,
amazing God.
You're the God of miracles.
Sing it one more time, House of David.
You're the God of wonder.
Amazing God. You're the God of miracles.
Let me show you what Jesus did to multiply the bread. They brought 5 loaves and 2 fish. He did not pray. He gave thanks. Now, we are not told the content of the thanksgiving, but the similitude of that was given in Lazarus' grave. Father, I thank you. I'm saying this so that they will learn that every time a dead situation is here, you don't bind and cast. You bring your testimony and put it before God. Please believe what I'm telling you. And change levels overnight. Overnight.
When I'm preparing for our miracle services, I worship God. I do all of this. I don't know the cases that are coming, Pastor. I don't know who is coming where. Our ministry is like a place of image. And everybody is depending on me, hoping that I know what I'm doing. I may not be sure of what I'm doing, but I know what he's doing. And all of a sudden, I kneel down and I thank him. I say, Lord, this is how many years we've been doing this. You have never failed. I give you thanks. Many of you are too big and too busy to remember what he did yesterday. That's why you cannot see it happen again. In 1 minute, open your mouth and mention everything he has done for you. Forget about what he has not done. Please, quickly.
Lord, I remember. Pray. Lord, thank you. The God that started House of David miraculously moved you to this place. That God is alive. Lord, I thank you. 2 years ago, I could not buy a phone. But now, hallelujah, I can afford food to eat. I can't be ungrateful. I acknowledge you. I acknowledge you. I was in the hospital. They said it was cancer. But you delivered me. Hallelujah to you. Hallelujah. Listen. Brothers and sisters, carry this mystery and you will not need to open doors. They will be created. They will be created. You will never see me angry and say, why? No. I don't do that. I have enough intelligence to give him thanks, to give him praise. When you do that, people's testimonies become your breakthrough. This is what commands dominion, no, brothers and sisters. Commands dominion. You carry your 100 naira that is left and drop it on the ground and say, Lord, it is 100 naira left, but it came 10,000 as favor. You are still alive. You are still alive. And while you are rejoicing and saying, Lord, thank you, the Lord says, no, I will give you an idea. I will open up doors for you. And brothers and sisters, you will be sitting down and enter prepared blessings. Things that you did not even know. You were not part of the organization, yet you are the chief benefactor. If it is the Lord's doing, again, it will be marvelous. I suffered foolishly for many years, not knowing that I can acknowledge him and have my path directed. Cheap routes to victory. All it takes is a heart of humility. This big manism before God is what is cheating many of us. I am a pastor. I am a this. Lock your door. Stop disturbing people. You can help me. You have the power to help me and you are watching me like this. You are such a wicked uncle. Who is losing? The man is rich. You lock your door. Put your certificate on the ground. Put whatever it is on the ground. You thought they would give you the job. It didn't work. Put it on the ground and celebrate him. If you can't sing, put a worship song. Hot praise. Dance around like if and give God thanks. And at the end of it, say, Lord, I present to you every challenge. This is what is stopping me from dancing well. God says, where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Hallelujah. Please sit down. The third thing I want to show you quickly, 2 Kings chapter 5, the mystery of destiny helpers. The mystery of destiny helpers. Who are destiny helpers? People anointed, assigned, and commanded to bless you. Not people who wish. They are anointed, they are assigned, they are commanded to help you to the next level of your life. Brothers and sisters, please hear me. Every heavenly blessing comes from God through men to you. Listen carefully. From God, everybody say from God. Through men to me. One more time. From God through men. The same way everything leaves you from Satan, help me, through men out of you. Are we together? From Satan, through men out of you. It could be through your advices, it could be through your influence, it is still through men. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, but I want to teach you how it becomes flesh. If it does not pass through a man, it cannot become flesh. That's why a spirit called whatever passes through a woman and manifests as flesh. Everything must pass through a man to become. Are we together now? You have to get what I'm teaching you.
destiny helper. 2 Kings chapter 5. The Bible says, now Naaman, listen carefully, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a what? Help me please. He was a great man. So there was a dimension of greatness in his life. And then the Bible says he was honorable because by him the Lord had given deliverance to Syria. He was a mighty man. But, she's anointed, but. He's a preacher, but. He says he was a leper. Let's see how this was corrected. Verse 2. And the Syrians went by company and did this, and they brought a what? Now let me tell you something about destiny helpers. They never know they are. It is your testimony that reminds them. No destiny helper comes knowing they are. It's only God and the aftermath of your testimony that validates that they are helpers. This little girl was captured to come and be a house girl. Are we together, house of David? Then the Bible says a time came. Let's go to verse 4. A time came when the little girl gave an advice. The Bible says, okay, can you, verse 5. Let's go to verse 5. I just want to listen to. And the king of Syria said, go, and I will send a letter. Oh, we've gone. No problem. Let's just keep it here. She told him, he said, you don't need to remain with this leprosy. I can't heal you, but I can connect you to a man. There are three kinds of destiny helpers, very quickly. Number one, they are called divine connectors. They don't have the power to help you, but they have access to what you are looking for. Listen carefully. It is not within their power to give you the job, but they know somebody that is looking for the position that you want. This little girl knew about a prophet called Elisha, did not have the power. Are we together now? And then when you read on, do you know that when he got there and Elisha did not attend to him, he just said, go and bath 7 times. The guy was angry. Who persuaded him? The little girl again, and said, sorry, let it not be disrespectful, but sir, I know this man. When he speaks, it will work. I know you are a great man and I respect you. Let's just go and bath 7 times. And the man went angrily, yet obediently. When he bathed 6-7 times, the Bible says his skin was like that of a baby. If there is no divine connector in your life, get set to suffer. You may be anointed, but nobody. There are many of us who need divine connectors. The people saw a crippled man and they made up their minds to carry him toward the zinc where Jesus was. What if the zinc injured them? They said, no problem. Divine connectors. Great men came to David, pastor, in the cave of Adullam and entered a covenant that he must become king. Who is in your life today speaking to your helper? Joseph had the gift but no access. And he remained there at the mercy of a destiny helper, a divine connector. Let me show you how the systems of the kingdom work. Greatness, there is a spiritual technology for greatness. How men rise. And all of a sudden, he said, if you go, please remind the king I'm innocent. I didn't rape Potiphar's wife. When the guy got there, he forgot him for 2 years. When God wants to help you, he creates a scenario and shuts the heaven on any other person until your ability can reveal it alone. Just your ability. That day, he shut the heavens over all the diviners. They tried and nothing was working. And then he said, I remember my wrong. There was a man that helped me. And they said, go and fetch him. Hi. And when he came and stood, the king said, this is it. I hear you are a young man who can do this. He said, no problem. When he had everything, he communicated it to the king. He said, let the king search. He dared him, search if you can find a man that discreet and wise. If you find him, let him take care of this. Save 20%, do this. And the king said, there is no man discreet and wise. Immediately, without consultation, a man suddenly, he would have remained there forever. Brothers and sisters, where you are now, you may be anointed. You have the gift, but is there a connector? Somebody in this Lagos is willing to pay any amount for what you carry, but the distance between demand and supply is what has kept you where you are. Number two, the second group of destiny helpers are called men of influence. They have the platforms, listen carefully, and they have the endorsement to bring a good word about you and lift you to the next level. Men of influence, you need them in your life. Somebody has the reputation, the capability to speak for you. There are people who certain contracts will be given in an instant if it's the voice of someone else. Please listen to me. Anything money can buy, relationship can buy it. Anything. Anything. Relationship is currency. It can pay for many things. Are we together now? Jesus, pastor, would have died on the cross there and remained there. He wouldn't rot, but he would remain there until a man of influence called Joseph of Arimathea, a man who had money and had business interests with the king, Herod. And he came to the king and used his influence and said, please, give me the body of this man. I donate my own tomb. He played a role of salvation. Are we together now? Many of us are seated right now. You have proposals, you have ideas, you have everything. But just a man of influence. That's what you came for this meeting for. Because there is an unction that is coming upon you shortly. Brothers and sisters, it will draw men of influence to speak. There are people who got jobs still in school because a man spoke for them. Hi. My prayer is that your helpers will get to the gate of your destiny before your enemies. There are ladies who would have married now. At the point a brother was praying and thinking, they just came and said, sorry, not to interrupt. Oh, I heard you mention Kemi. Let me not talk. It's not like I'm a bad person, but I love you too much to leave you. This lady, the brother has finished praying. He had go ahead. The pastor endorsed him. But a negative person just came and introduced something. And the brother said, I've suffered too much. I can't be diligent like this and just pay a price for nothing. There are people who they wanted to sack. Their names were there. But someone just called and said, please, I know that you are supposed to sack him, but sacking him is like sacking me. And the man says, you have put me in a tight corner. He said, you know what I mean. Please, call it partiality, call it whatever. Please, leave my son there. And while you are sleeping, a helper, all of a sudden, a report comes on Monday, and even the best person there, they say, sorry, we are laying you off. There are people who have been promoted not just because of talent, because of the interest of somebody who spoke to them. Please, don't be wise. Let me show you how we write in the kingdom. My life is a testimony of great destiny helpers. Some of you have played roles as destiny helpers. Speaking when I was sleeping. Speaking, endorsing a ministry, and endorsing the voice of God upon my life when I did not even know you. Who is speaking for you? When trouble comes before you, who stands at the gate? Who has God raised to speak for you? To say, no, I know this lady did something bad, but I cancel it. Pastor, something happened. I always give this humorous testimony. The emir of Zazzau in Zaria. Many of you know the story. And there was a young guy who was getting to NDA. And you know there is a height requirement. So he was too short. And then they didn't give him the admission to NDA. He returned back in anger and then went to the emir's palace. And they said, what happened? They said, the commandant, you know, they didn't give him, and he laughed. And he said, they should go and tell the commandant the emir has added his height. Everybody say, men of influence. What do you think happened to the boy? Please help me. Men can add your height. Let me tell you something. Please look at me. Believers, let me talk to you. There are always exceptions. It depends on who is speaking. Are we together? Yes, there are what? It depends on who is speaking. The job is closed. Stories. It depends on who is speaking. You can't get this contract. The last chance. Why didn't you come early? Stories. Stories. Now, unbelievers know this. They do anything within their power to secure the ministry of destiny helpers. There are so many believers who love God, but we do not understand the systems of God. We ignore men.
And so everything hangs in the realm of the spirit as a spiritual blessing. It must come to pass. It must come to pass. The third group of destiny helpers are called faithful men. Faithful men. These are men and women, brothers and sisters. They will stay with you through the thick and thin. Not everybody is around you for what they want. Out of that beehive of hypocrisy, there are sincere people sent by God. They will stand with you. When they came to David in the cave of Adullam, he had nothing to give them, but they entered a covenant. David raised them. It's a terrible thing, especially as a leader, to not be sure of everybody around you. They can become anything. You need faithful men. Faithful men is more than money. That's why many rich men, when they come into offices, they sack everybody and employ new people. It's their attempt to get faithful men. You can pay a worker 100,000 and pay a faithful man 1 million. Faithfulness is an asset. The ability to know your flaws and yet honor you. The ability to see you down and yet honor you. The ability to see your limitations and yet glorify God in your life is called faithfulness. I pray for you, may that faithful person be your wife or your husband. Because if they are not, you are in trouble. You are in big trouble. One of the blessings of the Lord that He has given me, Pastor, and our ministry, and I say it with sincerity, is the ministry of faithful men. Faithful men. There are people I know today, if you put a gun, they will come and they will die. Literally, not this, I will die for you, that is a big lie. Genuine, I will die for you. Do you have such people? Look at many of our parents who raised many people in their old age. They all left them. And you look at them, you raised 20 people. Where are they? Where are they? No faithfulness. A pastor can labor and labor in the spirit and raise people, and just when God wants to lift him, or maybe there's just a challenge around the life, all of a sudden, everybody goes. Loneliness can kill, especially for leaders. That you look for a man to commit and trust, and there is nothing. You commit funds with somebody for church. He's helping himself all around. He will say, sorry, and do it again. Sorry, and do it again. A gifted rebel is not an asset. Did you hear what I said? A gifted rebel is not an asset. Leaders, probe faithfulness before gifts. No. You never, never impress me just with gifts. I believe in gifted people. But faithfulness, we vet for faithfulness. There are men of God who come to people's churches, tear people down, carry their members, collect money, do all kinds of dirty and nonsense things. They are anointed, but no faithfulness. Are we together now? You come and you discredit a pastor and discredit the man of God and do a lot of things and leave him with pain and hurt for years. Faithfulness. Has God sent faithful people to you? Look at everybody in your life betraying you to a point that you don't even trust anybody again. God bless you. You have to hide it. Because if somebody knows, no. It's a painful life. A church like this, blessed with faithful people, is an asset. In our ministry, you ask anybody who knows, Pastor, I never come into the church to check, are they setting sound? No. God has raised extremely faithful men. They will injure themselves and be walking like animals. I'm not paying them. Faithfulness. There are men who can be committed to you, Pastor. They will see you down and they will sit down there. You tell them, go. They say, I'm not going. You are my pastor. To whom shall we go? You alone have the word of life. You need this in your life. Society is full of sycophants. You invest in them for many years and they break and shred your heart into pieces. There is a grace that brings faithful men. Because you see, the anointing attracts everything. God, men, Satan. You have to, there has to be a distinction. Especially a ministry like this. someone can come and fraternize with you in the name of ministry partnership, and all of a sudden tear everything down, destroy. You see it all around. I counsel people and I tell you, faithful men are scarce. You find five in your life, you are one of the luckiest person available. Church is quiet. A little matter that should be resolved between a husband and wife, the closest friend comes, escalates it, and creates trouble for them. Faithfulness, the quality of consistency, regardless of outcome. If we die, we die here. That's what Naomi did. Ruth did to Naomi. Your God will be my God. Your people will be my people. If you are not going, I'm not going. I pray for someone here today. I pray for someone whose businesses crashed, not just because you were a bad businessman, but the presence of unfaithful men. I pray for someone here whose ministry would have risen if only you had faithful men. May the God that I serve introduce faithful people to your life. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. I wish I had more time, but we have to pray. Listen to me. I said with you all of these things. These are the systems that men engage in. And when you are in the same situation, you find out they just rise. There are people today who are not so perfect, but the shielding of destiny helpers, it has covered them so much. They never pay for anything. Never pay for anything. Somebody arises. I want to do this. I want to buy a gen. I want to do this. Are you a member of my church? No. The Lord led me, and somebody spoke good about you, and I failed to sponsor your TV program for 1 year. Who are you? Not necessary. Just give me your account number. Destiny helpers. Tonight, we are going to pray before I begin to minister to people. Part of the grace that you will receive tonight is to activate the ministry of destiny helpers. Brothers and sisters, please hear me. If there is no helper, you will remain there. Oh, you will. You will. You will. But with a helper assigned by God, sister, you can rise in 1 day and do what 10 years. 10 years. I'm not exaggerating. 10 years. Overnight. Overnight. By the privilege of God's grace, God has used me as a destiny helper to certain people. And I have watched with shock the way their lives changed overnight. I remember one time, our chairman board of trustees is a general in the army. Pastor, my passport expired. And I needed it immediately. They say it has to be 2 days. I called with his army uniform. He came with his car and carried me. Pastor, we went to passport office. They thought I was a general's son. He just said, follow me. And I was going. In 2 hours, my passport was out. And I said, you see this? Everything is relative. Albert Einstein was right. This relativity is true. It just depends on who is speaking. Who has spoken for you in Lagos for this year to change for you overnight? Are there no voices? You mean there is nobody? Tonight I have come by the grace of God as a destiny helper. Someone, that challenge in your body, the Lord, it has to go. That oppression is not just healing. A miracle is a supernatural impact in your life. So if you are sick, get ready. If you need whatever it is, I want you to believe God. Believe God. If you're one who is cynical about people, don't make that mistake. It comes from God through men to you. Rise up on your feet. I want you to wave your hands and begin to give him all the praise. Wave your hands and thank him because your life is changing. How can it be the same? I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed me. I won't go back, can't go back
to the way I used to be. Now that your presence come to change me.
I'd like you to pray and say, Lord, visit me. Visit me. I have expressed my cry before you. Some of you, you will be the first person in your family to rise this high. I want you to pay attention to this moment. They said it cannot be done. Yeah. Not the God of Israel. Not the one we serve. Are we praying, House of David? Pray. There is an anointing that is responsible for possibilities. There is an anointing responsible. Tired of where I am. Tired of this level. Lord, it's time for me to rise. An encounter with an unction. An encounter with a grace. An encounter with possibilities. Let it be. Let it be. Shataloka sabarataya. Mambreketo sabreskataya. For with God all things are possible. Tonight that sickness must leave you. Tonight that limitation, that delay must leave you. The word of the Lord is about to come to you. Hallelujah. 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 Hear me. There is an unction. There is an anointing. There is a grace for performance. There is a grace for possibilities. Listen to me. It is not just by desire. Desire is not enough. Are we together? There is a grace that manipulates things from the realm of the spirit and produces outcomes in the physical realm. There is that grace. This is what you are about to drink of right now. And I want your heart to be open, be open, be open. Just pray one more prayer and say, Father, please locate me. Locate me. Do it for the sake of my family. Do it for your name's sake. Hallelujah. 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 Two hands. I want to pray for you now. Yeah. Someone's life is about to change. I'm going to pray for you now. The anointing of the Spirit is strong upon me now. I want to pray for you. The first set of people that God is going to locate right now, God is bringing supernatural breakthrough. Listen, supernatural breakthrough. I'm going to pray for you. And that anointing of the Holy Spirit will come upon you. I'm going to pray for everybody. But we're starting with people. I'm looking, and by the Spirit, I'm seeing people who are desirous of strange breakthrough. Some of you are standing in for your families. And I'm about to pray for you now. As I pray for you, that anointing comes upon you. Please, if we can have them out, maybe limit where Pastor and his wife is. Let's just have them out here. Lift your hands. There is such a glory that is upon you now. At the count of three, hear me. I want you to shout that name, Jesus. The anointing is already coming on certain people now. Please don't come out. One. Shabakatuya. Two. Help them. Get ready. Three. Take it now. That grace. I command that breakthrough. Help them. Help that lady. My God. That breakthrough anointing. Bring them out. Right now. In the name of Jesus. I command breakthrough. That breakthrough grace. That breakthrough anointing. Sopete skalada shkaba. Braketo shode badabada. Lebreketo kosobregede badabash. Breakthrough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep your hands lifted. My brother, look at me. This guy on crutch. What's wrong with you? You can't move. Like this, you can't walk now. Except you use help that lady. I'm going to pray for the sick shortly. I'm seeing fire. It's coming on some people now. And the Lord is telling me this is speed. Who is it there? Who is it there? Let it come now. I stretch my hands. As I walk around, I stretch my hand. Take that fire now. Speed, speed. Right to the back. Speed. Receive that grace now. Receive that grace now. So praise Katai. Speed upon your life. I command speed. Run like Elijah. You will run like Elijah, overtaking the chariots of Ahab. Hallelujah. The Lord is showing me a wind. I'm following the direction of this wind, and it's landing at the choir. This is what I'm seeing. Lord, let it rest. I don't know. God is searching for people here. There is a breakthrough. I stretch my hands now in the name of Jesus. That grace. There is someone God is looking for here. I'm going to pray for you now. But that anointing is coming on one of the choir ladies right now. Strange grace. Drink of that wine now. In the name of Jesus, never be the same. Never be the same. Never be the same. Hallelujah. Tunde. Tunde. Who is Tunde? Tunde. I'm hearing a name, Tunde. Is it Tunde? Please quickly, our time is up. Let me, you are the one. Please. Tunde, where is he? You are wearing jeans. Like a jean trouser with something like a brown shoe. Or something. That's what I'm seeing in the spirit. Who is that? Hold on. Do I know you, Mr. Man? Where is your family? Huh? I'm not here. I'm looking at you. Hold on. Not Ogun. Oshun. Where are you from?
Oshun.
Oshun State.
Yes.
The Lord is saying, I should tell you, He's bringing strange breakthrough to your family. Amen. Do you believe me? I'm not a herbalist. Say amen.
Amen.
He's bringing breakthrough to your family because I'm seeing a lot of struggle. 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 Oluwa Kemi. Oluwa Kemi. Oluwa Kemi. Oluwa Kemi. Who is that? Oluwa Kemi. No. It's a lady. You are wearing a black suit with something striped. Who is that? No, this is not her. Oluwa Kemi. Who is that? What's your name?
Oluwa Kemi.
Huh?
Oluwa Kemi.
Dami Lola. Dami Lola. Who is Dami Lola? Please, quickly, you are at the back, you are there, that row. I see an angel of the Lord going extremely towards the wall. Who is that? Is there someone like that? Run, come, Dami Lola. This is the lady, come, I will pray for you. But come, lift your hands, your breakthrough has come. Step into that grace right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, never to be the same again. In the name of Jesus, young man, look at me. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your life change completely. Look at me. An end comes. Shout Jesus as loud as you can.
Jesus!
That's the end of it. God is visiting people. Visiting people. My dear, look at me. That lady crying. Tap her. The Lord is saying, I should tell you that He's restoring the years the canker worm has eaten. I don't know you all, but He's saying He's restoring the years the canker worm has eaten. The Palma worm. In the name of Jesus, that restoration comes to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing a man. You're a businessman. Not electronics. It looks like electronics. You sell electronics. Something like electronics. Is there someone like that? You do business or you are part of a businessman that sells electronics. You are wearing brown. Brown cloth. Like a brown, is it brown or green now? Brownish. Electronics. Who is that? What do you do? Please make sure you don't tell lies. What?
Sell electronics.
You sell electronics, but it has not been working.
Look at me. Is that true?
Well, I've not reached the level I'm at.
Do you believe God can turn your situation around?
Of course I do.
You believe with all your heart?
Yes.
Will you come and testify?
Of course.
Lift your hands and enter a new dimension. In the name of Jesus. Step into a new level. Completely. Look at how God changes people's situation. It doesn't take time. It just takes the right grace. The right grace. The right grace. The right grace. That lady holding, are those pictures? The yellow lady. Come. Come. It's time for God to wipe your tears. When you celebrate others, God will celebrate you. I'm talking to everybody. Come. Where are you from? Stand up.
I'm from Edo State.
Huh?
Edo State.
I have to pray for you. This is a lot of witchcraft. I'm looking at you and I'm seeing the face of an old woman. I'm not saying, listen to me. Huh? The Lord wants to change your situation. Kai, this lady has a disfavor, serious disfavor in your life. Nothing is what. Are you a member of this church? This is the kind of church you should be part of. Huh? Where you learn the word of God. Because some of these things are caused by ignorance. Who is this?
It's my sister.
No, this is not your sister.
This
is not your sister now.
It's my sister.
Let me pray for you. This boy, I'm seeing him come out of your womb.
Yes,
is he not your son? Why is your sister?
This one.
This one is who?
It's
your
son. This is friend. That is friend.
Oh, your the friend. Let me pray for you. The Lord wants to change your situation. Here at House of David,
amen.
In this miracle service,
amen.
The Lord is giving you miracles.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Let it end. I command everything that does not represent the purposes of God. Just leave. I'm holding this. Hold it. In the name of Jesus, I curse it from your life by the power of the Holy Spirit. Mama, please can I talk to our mother? Mommy, the Lord says I should tell you, you will laugh. July is your season of laughter. Mama, you don't know me. I'm your son. But the Lord is saying I should tell you, July, the month of July, is your month of breakthrough.
Amen. I receive
and
it.
Father, in the name of Jesus, please hold my hands, Mama. Let it be. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Look, something is leaving her. I curse it now. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Son of the living God.
Jesus.
It will never return to you. I'm going to pray for the sick, but am I boring you? Please just give me just a minute or two. I need to talk to people because the Lord wants to change people's lives. Your car had an accident. I'm seeing a black car that had an accident some time back. And from that time, things have not been working in your life. Is there someone like that? This is what I'm seeing. Like a black car having an accident. And from that time, things have not been working. I don't know who this is now. Somebody's life is about to change. Who is? Please be sensitive to these words. These are not my words. I'm sensing something pulling me from the back. Come. Come. Look at me. The Lord says I should tell you it is over. I don't know what I'm saying, no, but I want you to believe me. Hold my hands. I stood here and I sensed something pulling me. Let it be over for you right now. By the anointing of the Holy Spirit. By the anointing. Grace. 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 Is a name. Grace. Please, let's hurry up. Grace. Grace. Do you have an elder brother?
No. Elder sister.
Grace, elder brother. Who has an elder brother? You have an elder brother. Where is he? I will pray for you people, but I need to pray for you. Hold my hands. There will not be sounds of accident. Look at me. In the name of Jesus. I forbid the earth from taking the body of your brother.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. My dear, hold my hands. Favor comes to you now. In the name of Jesus. I stand and I look at you and I see a lady suffering. I change it now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Why are you here, please? Your name is Grace. Let me just lay hands on you. In the name of Jesus Christ. You had a dream yesterday night. You were kneeling down and I laid hands on you. Where are you? Yesterday night. I'm seeing someone, you had a dream.
I think, yes, a dream. Something, you saw me laying hands on you. Please don't just come out emotionally. Who is that person? If you find the person, I'm just responding as God is showing. Your wife. Ah! Can you celebrate? Can you imagine this? My God. I will pray for you, ma. I will pray for you. Is it Dotun? Dotun or something? Hold on. You are wearing blue like flower. Dotun. D-O. Is it T-O-N or something? Who is that? What's your name? Please confirm his name so he doesn't.
Dotun.
Spell it.
D-O-T-U-N.
Thank you. Come. What do you want God to do for you? Think well. Don't just talk. Lift your hands. I'm seeing a teaching anointing coming on your life. Drink of that wine now. In the name of Jesus, you will never, never be the same. This gentleman with necktie, bow tie, come. What do you do? You are a pastor. Ministry is not working. Come. You need fresh grace. Lift your hands. Look at me. Love God with all your heart and follow mentorship. Don't just run around like that. It won't work. Grace for you. Hold my hands. You will really be a man of the Spirit. Hold my hands, both of your hands. Lord Jesus, introduce into his life a dimension of grace that will set him on fire. In Jesus' name I pray. Somebody was laid off in February. Work. Your job. You were laid off in February. Please, where is that person? Can we hurry up so that... Don't feel sad that if I don't... I know that many of you want... Please, hurry up, sir. So that we see, we can just talk to one or two. Where do you work? Where were you working?
Abiko PLC.
Huh?
Abiko PLC.
Come again?
Abiko PLC.
When did they lay you off?
February.
What happened?
They didn't tell.
Have you gotten another job?
Not yet.
Do you want to get a job?
I want to own a company.
You want to open a company? Will it work? Do you have the financial intelligence for it?
Not really.
Huh? So you need a lot of this. Is opening a company is not just prayer. You need a lot of knowledge. But I want to pray for you. You are going to work again before business. Huh? Do you believe me?
Yes.
I'm creating a job by the Spirit. This is not a suggestion. Go and work. In the name of Jesus. Return with your testimony. Make sure you testify. You will be very surprised. You don't know what has happened to you. You dreamt that I laid hands on you. What's your name?
Ebuka.
Ebuka?
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, anoint him by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. All those who are trusting God, listen carefully, please. All those who are trusting God for jobs, just lift your hands. Let me pray for you first and then we'll pray for the sick. You are trusting God for a job and you know that you will have one. Please let me pray for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the one I serve, some of you, as I pray for you, the anointing of the Spirit will come upon you. And strange calls from this night, in the name of Jesus, the Lord God whose I am. Shalapraskata brendegeshiprahasusia bakata. Jabres gezibadush kalabria. An anointing is touching someone now. Jebres katalas kufrianda gashapreas kudea. Legos dizebekatakoshia tabaratia. I command a distribution of jobs, supernatural jobs now, by the Spirit of the Living God. I command a distribution of supernatural jobs in the name of Jesus. It must happen to you now. I make it so by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Brother, that guy with black check, lift your hands there where you are. I'm seeing an angel pouring something like fire. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let that fire come upon your head. In the name of Jesus, you will feel a warm sensation coming upon your head. I release that fire, that anointing upon you right now in Jesus' name. Let's pray for the sick. You are sick in your body. Lay one hand. Lay one hand in the area and then lift one hand up quickly, please. Let's save time. Lay one hand and then lift the other hand. If it's a part of your body you cannot lay your hand on, just lay your hand on your chest. We're going to take some testimonies right now. When I rebuke the sick, this is what I want us to do very quickly. I want you
My brother, this guy with a mask, come.
To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
This is a testament from Satan to God. Look at me. Look at me, my brother. Were you born this way?
Not at all.
What happened? Come. What happened to you? Look at this.
I saw a pimple on my face.
This thing started like pimples.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
Like pimples.
Yes.
You busted it and it started growing like cancer. This is witchcraft. For there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Power to break every chain,
break every chain, every chain.
Look at what is happening to him. There is an anointing. My brother, look at me. This thing you see, you will go back, it will shrink back and go away. This thing has eaten his whole face. This is already almost in a cancerous state. You see what the anointing is doing to him? Look at this. Look at this.
Ah. I will worship him forever, love him forever, because this God is too good.
Jesus, hold on. Look at the one you died for. I bring it to an end now. Keep him there. Over. Now. In the name of Jesus. Within a short time, this thing will go back and you will see this guy with no trace of it again. In the name of Jesus. Place your hand. I want to pray for you now. Please believe God. I don't care whether you are SS. I don't care where. You can stand in for somebody. Stand in for your loved ones. I don't care. We had so many miracles yesterday in the meeting. Now, as soon as I pray for you and the Lord touches you, we want to take some instant testimonies. Check yourself and just run out here. We'll take a few people to the shame of the devil and then the last impartation and we're done. Right now, in the name of Jesus, say amen.
Amen.
I take authority. There is a lady now that will shout. I don't know why God does this, brothers and sisters. It's called signs and wonders. At that shout, I will start praying for the sick. The anointing of God will come upon a lady right now with a loud shout. It is when that shout happens, I will begin to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray now. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, I command the spirit of infirmity. Be gone now in Jesus' name. 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 Now I command you, be healed. Be healed from the crown of your head. Be healed now. I bring you life. I bring you the power of the Holy Ghost. Be healed right now. Chest condition, be healed now. Migraine headache, be healed now. Every kind of deafness, be healed now. Every kind of deafness, be healed now. Every kind of blindness, be healed now. In the name of Jesus. If you're on the crutch, in the name of Jesus, start checking yourself. Start checking yourself. Gradually, you will start moving. Start checking yourself. Start checking yourself. Mama, look at me. In the name of Jesus, lift your crutch up. Lift it up. Mommy, look at me. Don't be afraid. Lift it up. Come. Come. Walk. Come. Don't use it. Come. Lift it up. Hold that carefully. Come. Walk. Look at this. Look at this. Come. Look at this. Come. Don't be afraid. You will not fall. I bring you life. In the name of Jesus. Life to your limbs. Now. Walk. Come. Let's go. Come. Come. Lift it up. Come. Come. Look at this. Take it easy, one step at a time. What happened to you? A fracture. Arthritis. In the name of Jesus, I curse it. Lift your hands. Lift your legs, man. Don't be afraid. Lift your legs. Walk a little and find. Look at what Jesus is doing. Turn and just walk and keep us sitting somewhere there. I pray right now. I'm seeing someone with a severe, like something that has to do with your lumbar vertebra. The Lord is healing you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is healing a lady with a severe bleeding case. Severe bleeding case. This thing has lasted. You are tying your hair. You check yourself. You see that the bleeding is stopped now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Peptic ulcer. There are a number of people who are being healed now of peptic ulcer. In the name of Jesus Christ. Peptic ulcer. Lower abdominal pain. The Lord is touching you right now. I'm seeing three ladies. One of them, you have multiple lumps on your left breast. As I pray, you will check it now. You will be shocked to find out it just disappeared. Just like that. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody sprained your hand. You sprained your hand and you cannot move it very well. As I'm praying, begin to check yourself right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing someone with something that looks like an injury. I don't know what the problem is. But it's an injury that will not heal. It will not heal. You've tried to treat it. It doesn't just heal. But right now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I command healing right now. Every tumor, every growth, every fibroid, you go now in the name of Jesus. Whether I mention your case or not, in the name of Jesus, be healed right now. Be healed right now. Someone with an eye condition has just been healed. Someone with an eye condition has just been healed. In the name of Jesus Christ. What you call muscle pull, like muscle pull. Someone has been healed of it right now. In the name of Jesus. Now I'm going to ask you to check yourself as we celebrate the Lord. Many of you have seen miracles right now. I want you to take the bold step of quickly coming out here. Don't be ashamed. I'm going to seal your miracle. Very, very quickly, I want you to come out here. Right now, check yourself. Let's celebrate Jesus. Check yourself. Do what you couldn't do before. Check yourself. The Lord is touching people. Make your way. Look at people coming out. Miracles, miracles. Look at this. Come on, house of David. Look at miracles by the Spirit of God. People go ask you, say, now waiting they make you dance. You just they tell them, say, keep coming.
Now Jesus will make you.
Look at this. Carry it up. Look at this.
Hey,
I did dance so. Hey, look at this. Celebrate Jesus. Come on, celebrate Jesus. There are more miracles happening. I want you to check yourself and keep coming. Look at this. Keep coming. Look at this. Someone, there is a growth around your neck. It's disappeared now. Check it. I'm seeing somebody with a condition like goiter. Something like goiter. Like a swelling. It will leave you right now. Let's take some testimonies, please. Look at this man. Lift his crutch. How long has this been, sir?
More than 2 years.
And you couldn't really walk?
No.
You feel pain. Look at me, sir. Let the devil see you walk. Look at me. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, I want you to move gradually and gently. Gradually and gently. Make sure you don't injure your... Gradually. Look at this. Come. Lift your leg. Look at this.
Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. My brother, look at me. I bring you perfection. In the name of Jesus. Perfection. Give Jesus praise. Give Jesus praise. Yes, please, quickly, quickly. Your testimony, quickly.
My name is Christopher.
Hold on. Can you help us with the mic sound?
Wow. My name is Christopher. I sprained my hand when I was in college.
You sprained your hand?
When you said I should lift up, I had
a... When you lifted up your hand?
Yes.
And what happened to you now?
I had a sound. And
do what you couldn't do. Go ahead. Any pain. Any pain. Completely. Thank you, Jesus. Never return again. In Jesus' name. Quickly. Are you celebrating Jesus at House of David? Yes, please. Face the crowd. Bring them up here less so that they can be seen. Quickly, just coordinate them. Victor, why don't you give somebody the mic? You do something else, please. Yes. Okay, go ahead. You are praying. Come. I'm hearing your prayers. You are praying and I'm hearing her prayers and the Lord is saying, come. Hold my hands. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare testimonies that will bring tears from your eyes. Let it be yours now. A testimony, quickly.
Yes, when the man of God was talking about a particular time that you get to a particular situation and there's no way out. You just put gather everything and praise the Lord. I'm standing in God for this person. I'm holding my hope. He has prayed too much since December. And I know the Lord has done it wherever he is.
Where is he?
At the moment, they're moving from this day to choir. I said, I don't know where he is, but they just told me that he can't. But I'm just standing in gap, and by faith, that I know that brain tumor has disappeared. I don't know how God was to do it. I believe that God has done it.
Let it be now. In the name of Jesus. Can I use you as a point of contact for him? Lift your hands. Let it be over now. In Jesus' name. Quickly. Thank you, Jesus. Your testimony, quickly.
When he said something about someone having lungs,
Lump, you are the one.
Yes.
And what happened now?
No,
look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Come on, help us. Help us. Help us. Look at this. You checked it. How long has it been?
Like a week now.
And it's gone completely.
Yes.
See, but brothers and sisters, let me tell you. Miracles and languages, they reveal the love of the Father. Just like sickness is a statement, it's a mockery on God. So when miracles happen, it's not just about showing that a man is anointed. No, it's more than that. Look at this dear lady now, serving in the house of God. And the devil now wants to make her think her service cannot be rewarded. When the Bible says a worker is worthy of his wages, lift your hands. I'm not only going to seal your miracle, I'm going to pray that the Lord will change your life radically. Let it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, please, quickly. There is somebody, you have sharp abdominal pain. As I'm talking now, you feel a sharp pain once and then it's gone. Check yourself and then you come out quickly. Maybe we'll just take, there are so many, look at this, Pastor. Look at the cure, look at this. This is exactly what happened yesterday. Look at this. We may not be able to take all because I want us to save time, but go ahead, my dear.
For the past 3 weeks, I've not been able to breathe well.
You've not been able to breathe well?
Breathe well. But when you asked us to do what we cannot do before, I discovered I can breathe now.
Completely. The heaviness is gone. Breathe in and out. Let the devil see you breathing. Come on, House of David. Is this how you celebrate miracle? You see, many of you do not know how the victims of sicknesses and oppression, they laugh. But their pains, the pains that they go through. You are seeing this dear lady now, it just looks as if she's acting. You'll be surprised to go to the hospital and see the kind of stringent treatment you will have to go through. But Jesus. Come on now, House of David, but Jesus. My dear, look at me. Hold my hands. Breathe in as deep as you can and then breathe out. Over forever. Come. Please help them so they don't enjoy themselves. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. I went for a vigil last week, Friday.
Uh-huh.
I mean, 2 weeks ago. But after the vigil, I just realized I couldn't raise my shoulders.
After the vigil?
Yes, I realized I couldn't raise my shoulders. So when you say it, pain on shoulders, do what you cannot do. So I just said...
Completely. Let the devil see it. Come on now. How can you go for a night vigil and come back sick? In the name of Jesus Christ, it never returns to you again.
In Jesus' name I pray. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I've been having this severe pain on my left breast.
Severe pain?
Yes, that affects all of my left side of my body.
This worship team people, it's like you people need to receive for your faithfulness. The devil is trying to play games. That means it's provoking an anointing. God will have to give you something this night. So that he wants to use this to mock your commitment. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Go ahead, talk to us.
That affects the whole side, my left body. But right there, in fact, it's not there again.
Completely.
I cannot feel
any pain.
No, not it's at gone all. Completely. Not at all.
Hold my hands. Shout Jesus as loud
Jesus!
As
Jesus!
Help her. Help her. Let a guy be doing it, please. Quickly, my dear.
Okay, praise God. Throughout last
year, are you excited about what God is doing? Because, you see, the next thing that will happen is this same grace to come on your life. There are people who must carry these graces. Must carry these graces. Yes, please, quickly.
Okay, last week, I was diagnosed with peptic ulcer.
Peptic ulcer, where?
My tummy.
In the hospital?
Yes.
Okay.
So I couldn't even breathe in. My tummy was just bloated. Throughout from morning, I couldn't eat. My tummy was just paining me. I even felt I was bleeding from inside.
And what happened to you?
Immediately, you said we should peptic ulcer. Stop paining me.
Completely. It's gone.
I can't breathe in. I can't breathe out. It's not paining me at all. Immediately.
Check yourself. Any pain?
No, at all.
Completely.
I can't even press it now.
You can press it now.
Yes.
Go and eat anything you want to eat. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Quickly. Victor.
Praise the Lord. I was coming for today's program from my hostel, from my university. And all of a sudden, I started having severe head pain, back pain, and stomach pain. Even when I got here and when they were doing the worship, I could not stand up. Sometimes I would kneel down, sometimes I would crouch, sometimes I would stand, sometimes I would just sit down. But as we were praying, the headache left. But by faith, I believe my stomach and my abdomen, the back is
a... Put your hand now. There's nothing. Let it go. Shout go.
Go!
Over. Why in the world should it remain? You are coming to testify. Stand up and check whether it's there. Let the devil kill you in my presence. Check yourself. Look at this. Look at this.
It's check gone. Yourself. It's gone, sir.
Jesus Christ. Make sure you are not pretending. Check yourself, my dear. The devil is a liar. The liar. For the light shineth in darkness. Yes, my dear. Go ahead. Quickly.
Since March, I was diagnosed...
As loud as you can. When you come up
here...
I was diagnosed
of kidney infection. Every month after my...
Diagnosed in the hospital?
In the hospital.
You have proof of this? Okay.
Every month after the normal monthly period, I always have 2 weeks of bleeding. So, it happened... Last month, it happened this month. It was supposed to be 2 weeks ago. It happened last week. Then this week, it started this Sunday. I just ignored it. I said, this thing will come again. You will go today. So during the prayer, the pastor said that there's somebody who is bleeding. Check yourself. Right now, I can't feel the bleeding.
Oh, God.
It's gone. The pain on the kidney is gone. I can press my kidney. I can press my side without pain anymore.
He's brooding over every darkness. That's what he's doing. You are causing light to shine from darkness. Look at this, brothers and sisters. Kidney infection. This lady loves the Lord with all her heart, and the devil wants to mock God. Not in House of David. Shout, no way. Come on, shout it, no way. It never returns to you, darling. In the name of Jesus, I curse that devil once and for all. It leaves you. Come quickly, please. Look at what Jesus is doing here. Let's see if we can take just maybe 4 or 5 people, then you just pause a bit so that we'll... Yes, please.
For weeks, I've been having this pain in this arm, my shoulder, and my wrist.
You don't
for
know.
Weeks now, okay. As in, I can't raise my hand. I have to. It will jerk back on its
own. And then what
happened
tonight?
And I just, when you talked about the pain in my arm, I lifted it and I turned it.
Completely.
It's gone.
No
it's
pain
gone.
Now.
And
check
I
it.
Had cough when I came in. Severe cough. It's gone.
When you came, it's
yes.
gone.
Yes. And I'm believing God for my nephew. His SS. I believe that he's healed today.
Hold on. Just hold on. This is, let's just do it here once and for all. For those of you who follow our ministry, there was a very humorous testimony, I think the week before last. Pastor,
a lady who was SS. Now we've had this, we have this all the time, and you know, many of you who have followed HIV and all of this, we've seen all kinds of supernatural things by His grace. But then this lady had she thought she, I don't know what she thought her genotype was. Then she checked and discovered she was SS. She now went to the teaching hospital. It was SS. The second time she went, same hospital, same people, SS. And then after prayer, she went back, brought the report AA completely. You are only limited by your capacity to believe God. He's SS. We change his genotype now.
Amen.
It's not a suggestion. We
Amen.
Make it happen.
Amen.
I place the word
Amen.
Of God upon his
In
life.
The name.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, please, quickly.
Hallelujah. Amen. I came to church this morning, came for the service. And when I came, I was having this severe headache. I couldn't even pray. If I want to shout, I was just feeling
what
this sharp pain
now?
In my head. And immediately, while we were praying, I just felt a weight on me. And immediately, it was gone. I was having this pain on my rib. I've not gone to do checkup. I don't know what was happening for a long time now. But immediately, everything, I can't feel any pain anymore. From my chest down to my rib.
Completely.
On my head.
It's gone. Lift
yes,
your hands.
Sir.
Never returns to you again in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, please. This mother has a child. Who is the testifier? Go ahead. Go ahead.
That's my sister. The one that testified of my nephew who is SS.
Okay.
I was believing God for the same thing and I know that he's healed.
Oh,
my prayer has been that his genotype is changed from SS straight to AA. That has been my prayer. And I'm also thanking God for my husband. My husband cannot see in the dark. He gropes about in the dark. He doesn't drive at night. He's here.
Husband.
And I've been praying and I know he's healed.
Husband, sir. Is he here? I want, if you are not embarrassed, no problem, I can pray. Eh? Husband, where is he? You don't see well in the night.
No, I don't.
My brother, look at me. Look at what is happening to you now. I bring you life. I bring you realities from a kingdom that belongs to the Christ. See. In the name of Jesus Christ. From tonight, after the service, go and walk out. Let me see the devil that will blind you. In the name of Jesus. The boy is watching his father. God bless you. Sir, come. My dear, don't go. Come. Both of you hold my hands. Hold it with both of your hands. You are holding your next level financially. May God make it happen for you. Jesus' name. You will enter a realm of breakthrough from next week. Go and write it down. Supernatural breakthrough. Yes, please, man.
Praise the Lord. Almost 10 years now, I've always been having a pain all over my body. Which I can't really tell where it's coming from or what caused it. And there was a time you talked about someone having a lower back pain.
Okay.
Like something is burning
yes.
or something like that. While you were preaching, I was feeling something is going on in me. And right now, I'm still feeling it. So I felt I received the healing.
Completely?
And, yeah.
Is there any pain now?
At all.
Check yourself. Bend down. Stand up. Bend down. Any pain? Look at this. You play football?
No. I
what
work out.
Do?
I'm a model.
Oh, you work out?
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing you like a sportwear. You are training people. Do you
yeah.
train people? Some
once
people working with you.
Yeah.
I'm seeing some ladies or something like that.
Yeah. Yes.
True.
Yes, sir. And I want to give a testimony about my dad.
What's that? It's like somebody knows him. I said, I'm seeing some ladies.
And I want to give a testimony about my dad who has been taking care of hypertension and blood sugar for so many years.
He has hypertension.
Which caused a lot in my family. And last year, he told me he's not feeling anything like that again.
Completely.
That he has not been using his drug for weeks.
Amen.
And of recent, he called me and he still told me like, just say I'm fine. Stop asking about my health.
Of course, it's fine in the name of Jesus Christ. And
Amen.
I pray for you. Perfection for you. Perfection for your body. Yes, please. Okay. From this dark lady, we can just pause a while. The lady wearing this dark cloth, I mean. Yes.
God, I just got from migraine. It was instant. And I thank God for...
Complete migraine headache. In Jesus' name, perfection for you. by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, sir.
I used to work as a bodyguard.
Bodyguard?
Yes.
You look it, sir.
Aye.
Yes,
and I injured my scapula. So ever since then, I had to quit.
Come again, your...
My scapula.
Oh, you had to quit the work.
Yeah. So when you said we should pray, then if someone has a sprain on their shoulder, and I did, and now I can even...
Allow her, if the girl is crying, she wants to testify. Please leave her quiet. Guide her.
Don't... I think I've been completely healed.
So you can get back to your job. Don't kill people, no. These bodyguard people, most of them are not spiritual at all. They just do this bodyguard work. They can be... Don't feel bad, but I have found out most bodyguard people, they are not spiritual. They don't love God. They don't care. They can be around spiritual things, but they never receive. You'll be a different person.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. So you can return. Will they accept you? Bodyguard where?
That I used to do individual for private people.
Don't do bodyguard for wicked people who don't love God.
Yes.
So that they don't use you as a tout and a criminal. You are a child of God. Because some of those bodyguards are people who politicians, you loot money and protect them. It's important to do anything. Whatever you do must be consistent with God's character. Lift your hands. Let me pray for you. Not only have you been healed, I pray that God will restore you and connect you with people who fear God. In the name of Jesus Christ, let it be for you. Yes, please come.
Praise the Lord. I've had a pain on my left breast for months now, since January.
The volume, darling.
I've had a lump on my left breast. I even asked my female doctor friend to check it, and she checked it and she said, Princess, there's a lump. And I was too scared to go to the hospital to even, you know, really meet my Satan.
Yes.
I just stopped worshiping God. And my friend yesterday called me on the phone.
You stopped worshiping God?
Yes. I just stopped. I said, okay, if I've been doing all these things for you and you could just give me a lump, let me just stay at home now. And, you know, at the end of the day, she called me yesterday. She said, the Holy Spirit said, Princess, you have to be in this program. I came all the way from the island to here.
When so you were angry with God while you came here?
Yes, I was. I just said, okay, let me just come, because she said I should come here, and the Holy Spirit has ministered to her for me.
Who is
to come
a good
here.
Friend?
Me.
Good friend. You are wearing white. I'm seeing you with something like a. Who is that? Look at themselves. Hold on. May God give you good friends like this. This lady, stand up. You deserve to hug her. Stand up before you do your hugging. You are a very good friend. May God bless you. Okay, now both of you listen to me. My dear, let me tell you something. I love you with all my heart, and let me encourage you. Thank God for the miracle. That devil called the lump has gone. Because of this, someone's salvation is now secured. Angry with Jesus, darling, listen, let me tell you. You must love him above and beyond the miracles. Okay? No matter what happens, you don't run away from him. You run to him. Huh? You love Jesus? Hold my hands. Look at me. Say after me, Jesus, I love you and I return to you now. Lord Jesus, let it be a new beginning for her now. Over. That devil that took her away is gone. Friend, come. Because he that winneth souls is wise. I tell you, I will pray for her from the depth of my heart. Don't cry, my dear. Talk to me. What do you want the Lord to do for you? Say it and let the people hear it.
I want God to give me understanding.
Wise ladies, understanding. Are you married? When? When are you looking at?
My birthday next year.
Hold my hands. Let the wedding bells ring. Let understanding come. In the name of Jesus Christ. This girl has been crying. If we don't allow her, she's... How are you, my dear? Okay, stop crying. You are good friends. Love the Lord. Look at me. There is one gentleman. Send him a text. Tell him you are a child of God now. I'm seeing one. I love you. Huh? You don't be embarrassed. Send him this night. Say, a man of God say you should tell him it's over. You are back to Jesus. God bless you. Hallelujah.
My mom has been sick for the past 3 years now.
Your mom?
Yes.
Has been sick.
Stroke.
Stroke?
Yes.
Oh, that's why you are crying.
Where's this?
It's well. Where is she? It's okay. Don't cry. Don't cry. It's okay, my dear. Look at me. Hold my hand. Jesus, for the sake of your name, heal Mama wherever she is. In the name of Jesus Christ. And restore every money spent trying to treat her. And for you, I pray for you, because of your compassionate heart, may the Lord visit you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. She's insisting too. Okay, let's just, after this, bless you, darling.
Praise the Lord.
Our choir people again. Go ahead.
I was diagnosed of having a brain tumor on the 5th of April.
Brain tumor?
Yeah. I may not be able to see my brain or picture it, but I believe it's gone.
Come again?
I may not be able to picture it right now, but I know it's gone.
What's that? Tumor. The brain tumor?
The tumor is gone. When I go for my next MRI, it won't be there.
A tumor is simply a spirit. Hold my hand. All this is nonsense. It must go now. It's not... Go as soon as possible. Look at me. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, I stand here and I do it in the open, not in the secret. I lay my hands. If the tumor can enter my hand, let it leave you and enter. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please rise up. We have to. I want to pray for you now. And I want to prophesy upon you. We are rounding up now. Please, if you have never believed a man of God in your life, I want you to believe this. I may not have had the time to call you personally. Can I pray for you people here? Come. These worship people. Just a touch. And I tell you, like a drug, just a touch. It's not well, okay, you can hold them in case they fall, but just a touch. Please, I want you to believe in the name of the Lord God of heaven. I don't care what the problem is. As the master touches you, it ends. It ends. Let it end. Let it end. Let it end. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hold my hands. I touched you and I saw something oppressing you. Hold my hand. This lady is being oppressed. Are you not the lady who sang here? I'm seeing oppression. No. You have not told anybody this thing. Come. This is oppression. You can't sleep in the night. I'm seeing oppression. Severe oppression. This thing has affected you. All kinds of things are wrong with you. But hold my hands. That's the reason why you are feeling fire from my hands to your hands. I bring you life now. I bring you life now. In the name of Jesus, I command that devil, let her go forever. In the name of Jesus. It ends now and it ends today. You will sleep like a baby and wake up into indescribable opportunities. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. My brother, come. Where do you come from? Huh? Ekiti State. Your state has blessed me. I want to bless you. Hold my hands. Step into a new anointing, a new grace, a new glory. I break limitation from your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Over. Come, sir. Lift your hands. I want to pray for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm looking at you, sir. Look at me. I'm seeing you try to climb a ladder and it broke and you came down. And the Lord is saying, I should speak to you so that you will rise. Rise now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please lift your hands and let me pray for you. Rise now. I want you to believe. The Bible says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. He said, believe in his prophets, so shall you prosper. I came in the name of the Lord, not on my own accord, to speak to you. You have seen what he has done. Prophecy does not just reveal, prophecy creates. I want to create sins in your life that did not exist. But first, I'm going to stretch my hands now. And there are mantles. Listen carefully. There are graces. Not everybody, but there are people who have been praying and crying and saying, Lord, there is an unction that must come upon my life for signs and wonders. I'm stretching my hands and I'm counting three. You don't have to bring them out. Just guide them so they don't injure themselves. Right now, I command, Deborah, arise. I'm speaking now. The Spirit of the Lord, I activate and I quicken graces. At the count of three, this distribution will start. Father, honor your word. One, Shalabratis Katapa. Two, three, take it now. Take it now. Apostolic mantles, prophetic, prophetic. I hear prophetic, prophetic mantles. Take it now. The eyes that see and the ears that hear, I release it upon you now. Help, I release it upon you now. In the name of Jesus, I release it upon you now. By the power of the Holy Ghost, entrepreneurial mantles, business mantles, coming on people now. Take it now. Business mantles, entrepreneurial mantles. Please help them, my God. I hope they don't injure themselves. Help them. I decree and declare the mantle for strength leadership, dimensions of leadership. At least I'm seeing seven people. Wherever they are, let it come now. Let it come upon you now. Let it come upon you now. Let it come upon you now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now hear me. Let me prophesy. I don't know what door has been closed over your life and your destiny. House of David, I come tonight in the name of the Lord God, whose I am. And I prophesy to you, between now and the next 30 days, as surely as the God of heaven lives, I command, help them. Ephata, be opened now. Be opened now. Help them, help them, help them, please. Be open now. Be open now. Be open now. Hallelujah. I pray for you. There is a level of speed that a man can enter where in 1 month, by the Spirit, you accomplish things that have not been done in years. I pray for you. Now help me, please. As I pray, I want you to observe. You will see people try to run physically. This is by the Spirit. Just hold them so they don't disrupt this meeting now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Right now, receive that mantle for speed. I prophesy now. Speed! Speed! By the Spirit, let that unction come upon you. Help them. Please don't hold them in one place. Speed in the name of Jesus. Speed, 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 speed. Help that brother. Help them, please. Help that brother. Speed. I prophesy speed. I prophesy speed. Enter a realm of strength, speed in your life. Speed of accomplishment. Speed. Ayaya, you will never be the same. Many of you will find out. You will go back and see text messages. People that forgot you happen suddenly. You will see it happen. And then when that happens, you will join the entire believers to know that He is Lord. Then you will sing, Lord, you took my pain away, and then you gave me joy. You're my peace, my melody in the center of the storm. You gave me a brand new song to sing to you. That's why I will lift up my voice to sing. I don't know where your destiny helpers are, but I know how to get them to you. In the name of Jesus the Christ, Shebrez Kata, divine connectors, men of influence, where are you? I call you by prophecy. Locate God's people now. Locate God's people now. Locate their ministries now. Locate their businesses now. Hear me. Let me tell you something. Do not be surprised when strangers arise to feed your flock. Do not be surprised when your gates become continually open to receive the forces of the Gentiles. For where you have deserted so that no man goes through you, he makes you tonight an eternal excellency and a joy of many generations. I don't know who called you the rejected stone. Tonight, the Lord gives you wings to fly. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. There are many of us, you start things but you never finish. You start building projects, it never finishes. You start business, you have many uncompleted projects. The hand of Zerubbabel that began this work. There is something called a finisher's anointing. There is grace upon men. He said, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. Don't know what is in your hands. It may be lack of resources, lack of ideas. But I prophesy to you, finish it now. Complete it now. God is a God of completion. I prophesy, complete it now. Anyone here called barren? Anyone here, it doesn't just have to be physical barrenness. Barrenness in business, barrenness in ministry. I curse that spirit now. Hear me, brothers and sisters, Lagos is a good land. People should not come and be blessed and you are here roaming around. No, I command the earth. The Bible says out of the earth comes bread. I speak to it. The stars fought for Deborah. The earth fought for the woman. I pray. I command the elements of creation to align themselves to favor you. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Isaac blessed his son and said, my son, the smell of my son is like the field that the Lord has blessed. There is an aura that attracts all kinds of good things. I pray that fragrance, let it begin to be emitted from your life from tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whoever is due for promotion here, I don't care why you are still where you are. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy to you, rise to the next level. Regardless of sentiments, rise to the next level. And whoever will not let you rest in your place of work leaves now. I pray for your families. Because if it is well with you and it is not well with your people, it will still affect you. Some of you are here loving God, but the trouble in your family keeps mocking God. In the name of Jesus, may the angel of the Lord ride down to your family and scatter the works of darkness. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The grace that distinguishes men from the crowd, that stops you from being treated generally. There is such a grace that can single a man out. The Bible calls it an oil of gladness that can set men above their equals. I prophesy to you, may that oil come upon your life now. The grace to be distinguished. All those in business here, I supply wisdom and I supply favor for you. I supply wisdom and I supply favor for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever has died in your hands, I resurrect it now. Whatever has died in your hands, I resurrect it now. In the name of Jesus. I pray for your prayer life. Whatever has made prayer boring, whatever has made prayer a struggle, right now in the name of Jesus, I minister to you a supply of the Spirit. A supply of the Spirit. Grace for prayer and intercession. 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 I pray for the spirit of revelation, insight and illumination into scripture, that you don't just read the Bible like a novel, but light will come from it to you. Receive that grace now. Receive that grace now. Hear me. Whoever fights you from today goes down immediately. Let me say it again. Whoever fights anyone that belongs to this fold, in the name of Jesus Christ, goes down immediately. Many of you went around inviting people to come because this is a good church, this is a blessed church, this is a kind of ministry to sit under a good shepherd that loves you. I pray for all of you who contributed to drawing men to come to this church and continue to do it. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, a dimension of favor you have never seen. May you see it now. May you see it now. All those who are students here, it's time to rise in the name of Jesus. I prophesy to you. I don't care what your CGPA has been, but it is a living thing. I speak to it. Rise now. I speak to it. Rise now. Final year students, we graduate you now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Missing scripts be found. Miscalculated results be corrected. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray for every marriage here that is not working, at the verge of divorce, either because of financial issues and your loved ones extended their marriages, I command peace right now. In the name of Jesus, peace to you. I pray for House of David. Everything that is alive grows. I prophesy in the name of Jesus that the next time we hear about this church, they will be forced to have to start extending the borders. Let me tell you this, Pastor, write it down. A strange multiplication is coming on this church. People will tell you somebody invited them, they cannot find the person. The ministry of angels. Listen, let me tell you, it's a grace God gave me. It's an overflow of anointing. I release it upon this church. In the name of Jesus, supernatural expansion. Everything happening at the speed of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, let none in this church be called poor. I empower your hand. I cause poverty from the foundations of this church. In the name of Jesus. I pray finally for the grace for complete obedience. Now you may think this is a little prayer. Complete obedience. Because you only have the readiness to judge all disobedience when, if and when your obedience is complete. I pray for you that the principles you have heard, the principles that the man of God and his dear wife and the leadership dispense to you, that you will sustain the grace to walk in it. In the name of Jesus, I curse every spirit of rebellion. And let me finally pray for every worker. If you are a worker in this church, you know that sincerely standing before the God of heaven, you are a worker in this church, then I pray for you. As God honors your pastor, whether you are praying for it or not, may you be honored. As God lifts your man of God and his wife, wherever you are across the globe, because as a worker you are connected to the loins of the man of God, I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Spirit that as God lifts him, may he lift you. As God defends him, may he defend you. Your pastor does not beg for bread. I forbid you from begging for bread. Your pastor and his wife have enjoyed uncommon favor. May that be your testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak to Lagos State. May the Lord bless you. favor the people of God. Favor house of David. I bring you to peace with creation. No element of the spirit will fight the house of David. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much. I love you from the depth of my heart. The Lord bless you.